Hello and welcome to Thank You Life 101's podcast of the ages, all about law of attraction, relationships, addictions, and much more. Hosted by Stefan Neff, CEO of Thank You Life 101. We'll be right back with the show right after this. Hello, and welcome, everyone. I'm so happy and grateful for you listening to my podcast today. Today's topic is tracking your progress for your success in 2019. Tracking your progress for success in 2019. So what I suggest, and it's up to you, it's your choice, is have a tracking system in place. You know, weekly. So have your goals all set for each week, each day, and track them to see how you progress, has achieved your goals, your daily goals, your weekly goals, your monthly goals, and then throughout the whole year. So write down from 1 to 10 how you believe you achieved that goal on that day, how long it took. How long did you achieve that goal? How much did it really serve you towards your ultimate goal, towards your success? Is it serving you? Because this tracking system will really help you identify what's working and what's not working. Because things are not set in stone where you can actually shift and change some of your ways you're achieving your goals and how you're doing it. So have a tracker. And when you do achieve your goal that day, that week, and also have a tracking of your successes that you are giving yourself. So for example, okay, I hit that goal today. Say, great job, give yourself a sticker or whatever. Doesn't really matter, check mark, Yahoo, whatever it may be. Whatever makes you happy, tickles your fancy. When you have this tracking system, and then at the end of the week, check this tracking system. And engage your success on that each week. And then in the end of the month, then have a full out, you know, spend an hour checking your whole month. Because to check it only takes a couple minutes each day. For myself, I have a list of things to do, and then I check them off, and at the end of the day, have I completed them all in a timely fashion? Did I stop mid-flight, for example? Did I have a goal? And did I stop doing it at a certain point? And why did I stop? Did I take a phone call? Did I get distracted by something? And those kind of things will really help you if you're getting distracted during your processes through your achieving your goals. And then you can say, okay, am I going to eliminate that obstacle or that distraction for when I do that task again? So for example, I do podcasts, so if there's something distracting me that's stopping me to doing it at a certain time of the day, so how can I eliminate that distraction so I can actually fulfill that goal? Or if I do videos each day, or if I write in my book each day, or if I read each day, what's stopping me? My meditation, what's stopping me? So tracking this. Because when you have these success goals and these habits you're creating, you're doing things on a regular basis and on a timely fashion. And when you time it, it becomes your habit. And then when you track it, you can improve on it every single day. This is the success habits that many people use to track their success. So this is your 2019 goal. To fulfill your dreams your passions in your life. And if you're using a system now, fantastic, continue using it. If it's working, use it. If it's not working, then reformat it. Shift it around. Always shifting and creating and finding the right methodology. And if it's not working for you, as I said, change it up. And if it's working for you, fantastic. And then celebrate it. Because I believe 2019 is going to be your year of skyrocketing your life to that next level of clear clarity. Believe it, and you can achieve it. When you imagine yourself tracking yourself and doing it every single day, it becomes a habit, becomes your life. Just like your hand, just like you're eating food every day, and you're eating food to create that energy towards your whatever you may be doing in life. Some people use a computer and they make a spreadsheet. You can make a spreadsheet however you want to do it. And you find it, create a spreadsheet that just like you do for your clients or for your job, because you have checklists for your job. Well, I would hope so. When you have checklists, you can follow a list. It's so easy to follow a list and checking it off. It's just organization. It's just step towards what's best for you. And if you're not using a computer, then write it down. You have a pencil, you have a pen, you have a piece of paper, making a list. And if you do have an opportunity to use a computer, then you can just input it into your computer every day, or you can print it out, or you buy a logbook. A whole year. Whatever works for you. I'll be right back with a recap right after this. This podcast has been brought to you by Thank You Life 101, all about personal growth, creating a clear step towards what you want in your life. Be right back with the host right after this. Hello and welcome back, everyone. I'm so happy and grateful for listening to this podcast today. So this recap, step number one, making a daily list of your tasks and tracking it. So a tracking system. What is your progress per day, per week, per month? Number two, celebrate your successes on your tracking system. Number three, adjusting your system within your own life. And you can use this for your own personal life too as well. Relationships. How is my relationship working? This works for anything and everything. So remember, always live the life that you've always wanted, always desired, and dreamed of within your life. Everybody have a fantastic day. Bye-bye for now. And I'm out.